Unit 11. Sports. Listening.
Football, or soccer as the game is also known, is the most popular game all over the world. In Europe, it's at least the number one sport, and in some countries almost a religion. Because of its beauty, simplicity, and unpredictability, it attracts people and stirs deep emotions. How is it in the United States?
Well, on American soil, soccer has had a hard time for many years. From the very beginning, soccer has always been portrayed as a culturally alien game, where there is little physical contact, too few goals, and too little spectacle.
Really?
Yes, American people are accustomed to their tribal contact games, such as American football, which best appealed to their instincts, and so did not want to accept a stranger from Europe.
Soccer in the USA was badly viewed because of some untrue stereotypes promoted by the media.
First of all, Americans were persuaded to believe that soccer was a boring game, consisting of useless running, where anything interesting hardly ever happened and an incredibly small number of goals were scored. Soccer matches requiring undivided attention for 45 minutes were considered strange, as Americans were used to frequent timeouts during which they could enjoy sideline entertainment as well as eat and drink.
That sounds strange.
This unpopularity of soccer would be probably still present in America if FIFA had not charged the United States with a very responsible task, the organization of the World Cup in 1994. The decision made in 1988 was part of a strategy aimed at popularizing soccer in those parts of the world where the game was neither well-known nor particularly liked, and offered a positive image of the game to these countries. Many Americans worked hard to popularize the game, to prepare the championships, and to attract the richest sponsors. The campaign turned out to be a real success. As many as 27 cities wanted to host the World Cup games. Out of these, 9 stadiums were chosen. The speed of the sale of the tickets was also impressive. The only thing that was lacking was a good performance from the U.S. team.
Did it help to promote soccer?
The World Cup came and went like a passing storm. It left a profit of about $60 million, as all 3.5 million tickets had been sold. Soccer definitely became a less alien sport. The victory over Colombia and the match with Brazil electrified America for a while, and the players became heroes overnight. They were invited to TV shows, and the highlights of their games were shown over and over again. After the storm had passed over, soccer began to be forgotten. Popular papers started writing about other sports, giving soccer the go-by. The most talented players on the American team started job shopping in Europe. Some of them even changed their profession.